It's 4:52. I've been knowing you. You've been knowing
me, my sweetheart. Folk rock band The Lumineers are hoping to win big at this Sunday's Grammys, along with a number of other artists. Joining us now, live with some predictions for music's biggest night, is Washington Post pop music critic Chris Richards. And Chris, we actually have some local artists up for awards. Do you think they'll be able to bring home some trophies?
We shall see. There are a few local artists up for awards, but I think, you know, the thing that most people are going to be talking about is the chance of a sweep by the rock band Fun. I realized, you know, today that they're up in all, I knew that they were up in the four main categories, but I was kind of thinking about the voting block from the Academy, and they favor tradition and they favor recognizability. And this is a rock band, which is a traditional kind of thing, and also a band responsible for a song that's everywhere, We Are Young. So I think that there's a chance they could possibly sweep the awards.
Wow. What about R&B singer Frank Ocean?
Now, he's my personal favorite. That's the pick that I would like to see take home all the hardware on Sunday night. He released a fantastic record called Channel Orange. I think it's a really complex, multi-layered album. It's one that we're still kind of picking through and learning new things from, and I would love to see him take home some trophies.
All right, Song of the Year. If you were alive this summer, you could not go more than 3 minutes without hearing Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. Is that the favorite for that category?
Exactly. I think a lot of people do have it as a favorite, but again, you know, the Academy, it tends to be traditional, and Carly Rae Jepsen is just a sort of standalone pop singer. I think that Fun might have a chance of stealing that away from her with We Are Young.
I've got to tell you, I have a five-year-old niece, and every time she hears that song, she's like, what does that mean? Very confusing. Who else do you think might be up for an award?
We shall see how different acts are lined up. You know, there's a lot of rock and roll acts. Album of the Year is the biggest award, and it's basically four rock bands against Frank Ocean. We have the Black Keys, Fun, Mumford & Sons, and Jack White. Mumford & Sons are emblematic of the folk rock revival that's happening right now. We just played a Lumineers snippet a moment ago. So they are also a favorite in the Album of the Year category, but I would think that Fun might steal it away.
And you were saying that this is a lot about what the industry thinks. So what does the industry think of the Black Keys right now? Because they're no newcomer. They've been around for a while and have not really deviated from their formula.
Right, it's true. They're kind of traditional. It's interesting to see the Black Keys going up against Jack White, because a lot of people think that the Black Keys are sort of derivative of Jack White's earlier band, the White Stripes, which are now defunct. But it should be interesting to see how it all plays out. It's a very rock and roll list of nominees, and it's going to be a very rock and roll ceremony, too. There's a lot of rock acts performing at the actual telecast.
And, Chris, what do you think about the dress code?
The dress code, yes. CBS has announced that they are asking the performers to kind of tone it down on the red carpet. We'll see how that pans out. I mean, the Grammys have traditionally been a place for people to dress very, very strangely. Remember the year that Lady Gaga was delivered on the red carpet like in an alien pod?
Yeah.
Is that too much? To be decided and to be seen on Sunday night.
Yeah, maybe just the traditional black and white suits are a better option. We'll see.
We shall see.